Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Locked On Giants. I'm your host, Art Stapleton, of The Record. For all my coverage of the New York Giants, check out NorthJersey.com, the print editions of The Record, and across the USA Today network. Today is Tuesday, November 21st, 2017. The Giants were on the practice field. I wouldn't call it much of a practice. It's a walkthrough. You know, it's... You look at this team, you know how banged up they are, the challenge of playing two games in 5 days. Obviously, you're a little bit more spirited considering you're coming off a win against the Kansas City Chiefs, albeit in overtime. But it's an upset to savor nonetheless for the players and the coaches. But there's not much time to spend celebrating. And then you look down in Washington and you see what the Redskins went through on Sunday. Down in New Orleans, playing one of the best teams in the NFC. To cough up a 15-point lead in the final 3 minutes of the game, only to lose in overtime. Then to come back and have 3/5 of your offensive line get placed on injured reserve. The Redskins are reeling at 4-6. And the Giants put a nail in their coffin last year in Week 17, knocking the Skins out of the playoffs. You tend to wonder if the Giants win on Thanksgiving night at FedEx Field, if they're not going to do the same again to the 2017 Redskins. So we are back out at the facility today. A couple tidbits, some news and notes, and obviously we'll just kind of give a rundown. Today's show is going to kind of be a hodgepodge, bounce a little bit all over the place. Today's show is also brought to you by mybookie.ag. We'll get to their spot in a little while, but first, let's see, two players important, their availability. Number one, DJ Fluker had a walking boot on his right foot. He has a right toe injury. It's hard for him to push off. He said it's an issue with his plate. It's not fractured. There is no fracture, but it's a sprain underneath one of his toes. He's not playing Thursday night. That's pretty evident. John Jalapio will start at right guard, from what I understand. Source told me that it's Jalapio over veteran John Greco, who was signed with the Giants last week. I got to imagine that it's really just a matter of Greco trying to get back up to speed, and they feel more confident in Jalapio having been here all season on the practice squad, has played with this offensive line. But I would imagine Greco is available. He talked today about, you know, he knows his role, what he's trying to do, trying to get into the lineup. So Fluker, a big part of the success of the running game in particular, just a tough break for him. He's a tough guy. He's toughed it out all season. He has knee issues, and he's been out there. He's playing for a contract, like he said today. You know, I want to be a Giant beyond this season. I want to be here. The culture of this team, this is where I want to be, of this organization. He really said that going all the way back to the draft when he was taken by the then San Diego Chargers. I think it was 5 spots ahead of where the Giants picked Justin Pugh. Fluker wants to be here, so he wants to be out on the field. So it'll be interesting to see how long this toe issue will keep him out. But that's one player down. The other player that I know, you know, there's some uncertainty with right now. It's a little bit of a mystery as to what's going on with Sterling Shepard. Did not play Sunday because of migraines. Ben McAdoo was questioned on a conference call on Monday regarding whether or not it was more than just a migraine. Was he in concussion protocol? He was not in concussion protocol, so the assumption is that he has checked out of that. So it is not a concussion situation, but Shepard is not feeling well, and he did not practice today. I would be surprised if he plays on Thursday night in Washington. Giants are running battery of tests to find out what it is. Other than that, it's listed as an illness at this point, and obviously you want to get Sterling Shepard back healthy. and you're not going to put him back out there on the field. It's in his best interest and the best interest long term of the Giants to get this straightened out and figure out what is bothering him. So you hope Sterling recovers quickly and starts feeling better and then can get back out on the football field when he has an opportunity. It's just unfortunate that for him it's coming off of an 11-catch, 143-yard performance in the loss to San Francisco 2 weeks ago. Actually, it's really almost a week and a half because we're in the middle of another game week already. Today was the last time we are going to be in the Giants facility until next Tuesday, believe it or not, because to lay out the rest of the week, Wednesday is a travel day for the Giants down to Washington, really Landover, Maryland, for the game where FedEx Field is located. Then they come in Friday, and then they're off the rest of the week and off on Monday as well. So players are not back in the building until Tuesday, and that goes for the media as well. So we'll be working with conference calls and such, and obviously at the game and in post-game, and I will be in Landover, as I am for all Giants games, both home and away. So we'll keep you posted and keep you rolling on Panoply. Thank you to several of you who have pointed out the proper pronunciation of our new platform for the Locked On Podcast Network. And obviously you can still subscribe to Locked On Giants on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere else, Spotify, that you could find podcasts out there. So we appreciate your support. Get back to the show in a second, but first, just wanted to remind you, today's show is brought to you by MyBookie. You know, ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking for advice on games. Usually it's, hey, who should I bet on this week? You got the Cowboys or the Chargers? What about the Vikings in Detroit? Well, let me tell you this. Where you're betting at is just as important as who you're betting on. And that's where we get to our friends at MyBookie. I always tell people to go to MyBookie.ag. MyBookie has been in this business for years, and their rep is rock solid. They do 100% cash bonuses, so off the bat, you're making money for doing nothing. And they have the fastest payouts. Seriously, just two business days. You know who's going to win, right? Lay down some cash and win big today. I would only recommend a service to my listeners that's been good to me. That's why I'm urging you to make your way to MyBookie. You win, they pay. They have in-game live betting, the most rewarding player perks in the business, and an all-new mobile site that makes wagering on the go a breeze. Join now and MyBookie will match your deposit with up to 100% bonus. Use the promo code LOCKEDON, that's LOCKEDON, to activate the offer. Visit MyBookie.ag today. You play, you win, you get paid. The Giants coming off their first win since Denver, avoiding the worst start, or matching the worst start, in 70 years. It would have been the 2017 Giants and the 1976 Giants at 1-9. Alas, the big upset over the Kansas City Chiefs erased that, changed that, and kept this Giants team out of the record books. And that's the place that they do not want to be, at least for the accomplishment that they would have achieved on Sunday. So we ran through a little bit of the injuries, the Fluker issue, the Shepherd issue. I had the opportunity to talk a little bit to Chad Wheeler today. He's obviously getting his second start at right tackle. It's kind of funny. Orleans Darkwa revealed this a little bit He was excited to get into the end zone for the touchdown. And as it turned out, he had an old TD celebration plan. He was just going to do a little free throw shooting. And Chad Wheeler was so excited. He came up from behind him, bumped him, knocked the ball, and kind of stopped the celebration cold. So that was kind of funny, Darkwa, and I ended up writing that story on NorthJersey.com, so make sure you check that out. And, we appreciate all the coverage that we can get. So make sure you check out all of the stories that are on NorthJersey.com regarding the Giants in particular. Appreciate the audience as always. But can't make this work without making that work. So hopefully you guys, my loyal listeners to Locked On Giants, will swing over to NorthJersey.com. Give a click to any of the Giants stories that are out there. I promise you, you won't be disappointed. So that's kind of where we're at going into the Washington game. Jay Gruden, Washington coach, was on conference call with us, and he was asked the difference between the 2017 Giants and what he sees on film and the 2016 Giants. And unprompted, he said Odell Beckham. And he called him the best wide receiver in the NFL. So just keep that in mind for all those of you who want Odell to be traded, or some of you who believe that somehow the Giants were winless with Odell, so they can be winless without him, and all that kind of stuff. The coach, unprompted from Washington, and trust that he does not have the same agent as Odell does. He actually has the same agent, believe it or not, as Ben McAdoo, Jay Gruden and Ben McAdoo. So just something to keep in mind regarding the perception of Beckham around the league. Teams know it. When they see the Giants offense and when they go into games, they know what they have to guard against. And we're not writing about Josh Norman versus Odell Beckham Jr. this week. So keep that in mind when you're watching that game on Thursday night, especially if the Giants don't have Sterling Shepard again. It's going to be an interesting game. It really will, because Washington is banged up as well. It's Thanksgiving night. The juices will flow early. Teams will be into it early in the game. It'll be interesting to see what happens, second quarter, halftime, you come out of halftime, how teams respond on Thanksgiving night, especially teams that are banged up and kind of questioning how much they got to play for this quick after both teams kind of went through some difficult games on Sunday. I don't know what benefits more. Is it a hungry feeling for the Redskins being at home after losing such a heartbreaker to New Orleans? Do the Giants not have that hunger? Or is the feel-good nature of actually winning a game for the Giants kind of roll that motivation into Thursday night? I'm not really sure where the carryover is going to be. That'll be the interesting part. But as I said on yesterday's show, and just the idea that, what did the Giants accomplish on Sunday? Well, they changed the narrative for a day and 2 days and really 5 days. But if they go out there and lose on Thanksgiving, well, they're back to 2-9. Are they really that much far away from where they were going into Sunday's game? I'd argue that they aren't. And I know in today's age it's very hard to appreciate that there are different ways to approach things. You could praise the Giants for a good performance and a gritty performance on Sunday while also not losing sight of the fact of where they are in the big picture. And in the big picture, they're still 2-8. In the big picture, they still have an embattled head coach. in the big picture, they still have a general manager who is being evaluated. And they still have a draft to plan for in 2018, in which, as of right now, they're picking third overall. That's a heck of a lot higher than they ever would have expected. So that's still the big picture. So as much as the Giants ownership did not fire anyone off of the humiliating losses to the Rams and the 49ers, they're not going to offer out any extensions after a win over the Chiefs, regardless of what the point spread was. 10.5, by the way. So you head into Washington. You know, it's a game for respectability. The Redskins are probably playing for a heck of a lot more. You know, they're still in the race for a playoff spot in the NFC. They're not in great position by any stretch, but they still got a shot. And I think if anybody on Washington has any pride, the last thing they want is the Giants coming down there yet again and burying them in their quest for a playoff berth. So we'll see how that plays out. We'll have another show for you tomorrow, and then we'll see about what we can do as far as post-Thanksgiving, post-game. It really all depends on travel to see if I can get another show posted before the end of the week. It's more likely that we'll have to wait until next Monday to get another show up there, but I will do my best to see if I can get something out there. So we appreciate you listening, as always. Again, thanks to my bookie for being a part of this. And we will talk to you tomorrow.